This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil.
The yeas are 68, the nays are 29. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the adoption of the motion to concur in the House amendment to the Senate amendment, number 4 with an amendment is agreed to.
Sound of Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy announcing passage of a $1.7 trillion bill to finance federal agencies through September, aid Ukraine, and provide assistance to communities recovering from hurricanes, floods, and other natural disasters. The bill passed by a vote of 68-29, and lawmakers have been working to complete action on the bill before the partial government shutdown. Supporters say that the bill is boosting national security with a 10% increase slated for defense programs, but detractors criticize the amount of overall spending, with the country already facing $31 trillion in national debt. The White House says a private Russian military company has taken delivery of an arms shipment from North Korea to help bolster its forces as it fights side by side with Russian troops in Ukraine. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the U.S. intelligence officials determined that North Korea completed an initial arms shipment to the Wagner Group that included rockets and missiles last month. Thousands of flights were canceled and homeless shelters overflowing amid one of the most treacherous holiday travel seasons the U.S. has ever seen in decades. Some places have experienced temperature plummeting 50 degrees Fahrenheit within a matter of hours. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday that the Taliban are sentencing Afghans' women to a dark future without opportunity by banning them from attending universities. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Speaking at a news conference, Blinken said the Taliban-run administration will fail in its efforts to improve relations with the rest of the world unless the militants reverse their ban.
The decision that we just heard come from the Taliban on denying opportunities for women to go to universities, girls to go to school. I think what you've already heard is a chorus of condemnation from around the world, and not only from us, but from countries virtually every continent, including Muslim countries, which I think is in and of itself important and powerful.
Marissa Milton, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday that the Taliban again are sentencing the women to the dark future. The U.S. House has approved a bill requiring audits of any president's income tax filings. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The legislation would turn what had been a long-standing post-Watergate practice into established federal policy. The action comes after disclosures that the IRS never fully reviewed Donald Trump's tax returns during his presidency. The Democratic-led measure was approved mostly along party lines. It follows a years-long investigation of Trump's tenure as the first president in recent history not to disclose his tax returns to the public. The measure faced staunch opposition from Republicans and has little chance of becoming law in the final days of this Congress. Norman Hall, Washington.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey says Arizona will take down a makeshift wall made of shipping containers at the Mexico border, settling a lawsuit and political tussle with the federal government over trespassing on federal lands. The Biden administration and the Republican governor entered into the agreement that Arizona will cease installing the containers in the Coronado National Forest, and as according to court documents filed Wednesday in U.S. District Court. Pope Francis has warned Vatican bureaucrats to beware the devil that lurks among them, saying it is an elegant demon and that works in people who have a rigid, holier-than-thou way of living the Catholic faith. Once again, Francis used his annual Christmas greeting in the Roman Catholic Curia to put the cardinals, bishops, and priests who work in the Holy See on notice that they are by no means beyond reproach and are particularly vulnerable to evil. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.